CES Mobile. Jim, morning to you.
This wind roar.
This morning, I think my weather station picked up 25 mile an hour wind so far this morning.
But it's a lot higher than that here. I mean, it's bad. Really bad.
Inman.
West, and it is extremely strong outside. The last time I heard wind like this was chasing a hurricane.
That Al passed away. Was that the gentleman you used to get on the mornings here and there? I know he had some health issues and stuff, but I was curious if it was him or not. And it passed away as a silent key.
Sure was.
Nice to hear that.
He had taught me how to rebuild engines.
On the air every morning, not every morning, but every once in a while, but then it got where, I don't know, it's probably been 6 months or more he hadn't been on. And I think you had talked about you letting him borrow a radio or something at some point, but I still had never heard him. And then I heard that an owl passed away, and I wasn't sure if that was him. I was hoping it wasn't, but I kind of assumed it might have been.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I had let him borrow a radio at one point. Damn. He eventually came back, but he just had problems getting out of where he was at as far as RF signal. He was high up off the ground in a well-designed structure, and signals just didn't make it out of his building very well.
I still, I just hate to hear.
Definitely gonna miss him. I'm actually talking on one of his old radios right now.
Oh, he'd always ask what it was like outside and how the weather was.
I would tell it's really windy.
Either we got on the radio, he would ask what it was like outside, and I always thought it was funny, but yeah, it was nice whenever he jumped on with everybody else, and you know, now everybody's kind of scattered a little bit more now. Okay.
My guess is that, well, I'm not really sure what they're going to have me do. But if I had to guess, the weather's so horrible outside, it'll probably send me down to Columbia to go get some sand or something. I tell you what, it's awfully wintry outside right now, and I am really dreading my ride to work.
Coming down sideways when I left the house, so even an umbrella's not going to help this morning, but yeah, we're supposed to possibly get winter weather, but I think it's supposed to be more up in the mountains.
Right now, it all depends on at what point we drop below freezing. I think I'm at 44 degrees right now. I'm going to look.
What, around maybe 8 or so if we get anything?
I have no idea. I know the temperature's got to come down just about 10 degrees before it can do that. It doesn't have to get all the way down to freezing, but if it got close around 35, 34, that'd be all it would take, and we'd see snow here. But it's got 10 degrees to go. It dropped 7 degrees in an hour here. It went from 51 to 44 in an hour.
Think about it. Then you got the wind, of course, whipping everything. I hate to say it. I really hope it doesn't do anything, not whenever I'm on the road, but you know, it is what it is. I'm actually on my way in now. We gotta get ready for startup tomorrow.
I used to work there. That was a stepping stone in my career path. They taught me how to weld, and then I went to another place for welding after that. They sent me to truck driving school, and that's what I do now.
And I got a buddy of mine. He worked at, he started at, it wasn't Magna, it was Lear, same time I started at BMW, and he him and his fiance got their license not too long ago, and they've been on the road for a couple of years now driving.
It can be enjoyable. It can also be aggravating.
I've heard a few stories from him where they hold him over or don't get a job for him and everything else, but I still think he enjoys it a lot better than working on the assembly line.
What assembly line now? I'd take another welding job in a heartbeat. Absolutely would. But I don't want to work in a factory punching that time clock.
I feel it. That's why I moved from working on the floor, and eventually got me I guess you call it floor manager, you know, the green shirts or section leaders out there. I finally got one of those, so I'm not doing the physical labor anymore, but still putting up with it. But KO4Z FRID.
KJ4WZM, yep. I know those green shirts pretty well. Where are you at in BMW? What area?
Hall 50 in the glazing area where they do the glass and seat. But today is my first day. I report up to the new hall, Hall 52. So it's going to be a fun experience to start all over again.
Place there, I'm sure you've seen it before. I've heard a lot of stories about Hall 52. Kind of interesting. Totally different atmosphere than Hall 50. I was in Body Shop 30.
In the main hall, Hall 50, it was kind of set in stone. So everybody swears I'm down, I'm going to love it. But I've been in Hall 50 for, I think it was 22 years now. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you're excited to leave then. Yeah, you were working there the same time I was. And I worked there from, I think, 2018 to 2019. I had 18 months of time there.
There a while. A little bittersweet, you know, I'm giving up what I know, but we'll see. Try to go into it with a positive attitude, right?
Wow, power flicker is here. Bow went off and came back on. I seen power flashes on the horizon.
And with this wind and rain, it wouldn't surprise me.
KO4HKX.
Morning, Patrick. How's your weather?
Morning, Patrick.
Cold right now.
Yes.
Temperature's not quite low enough.
Decent chance this morning. God, there's water everywhere on the road.
Came like crazy and thunder and lightning last night.
Fall asleep last night, first day back. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Patrick, your weather's probably about to change right in behind you so quick it isn't funny. I'm surprised you ain't had no snow yet. Asheville's getting it right now, though.
The elevation change saves us a lot of times.
Still in the, not high percentage chance, but y'all are still up there, aren't you?
We're still up there. But not like they are. So I'm taking the tool truck out today. I'm hoping.
Out here, it's windy.
Windy here, but the power's still on, which is amazing with the storms we had last night.
Said last here. It is currently 43 degrees here. Wind has been sustained at about 30 miles an hour. Even on my weather app, it said it's been sustained at 30 miles an hour here for about 2 hours now. We've had wind gusts, I'd say, real close to 60.
About it. Makes for some dangerous driving.
I'm really dreading it today. My four-wheeled vehicle still isn't fixed. And that leaves me with one ride to work. That's my bike. My four-wheeled vehicle's almost fixed, but not quite. So this is about to be a very fun ride to work today. I have the clothes for it. I'll stay dry, but the wind is something else.
What worries me about driving this truck.
He got a high wind warning out today, 60 miles an hour. You're right on the fence as to whether or not you can drive that vehicle safely without it turning over.
Thanks for the warning.
anything in effect.
It'll be slow drive, let's put it that way. Stuck home, so I'm taking it out in the little road today, so I'm going over a different route to work, so it's going to take me a little longer.
This morning, I've already seen one car in the ditch. I don't know if he hydroplaned off the road or not, but when it gets heavy, it puddles up bad.
There's several of them off in the ditch going down the mountain there on 25.
85 this morning. I am poking along. Off today. I ain't heard him on this morning.
Is there not? I was going to ask you the same question.
Having his truck today, which is possible, but who knows? Yeah, because I figured I'd hear him on the radio, and then Daniel was on. Nah, you popped on.
You'd already be at work.
Probably be the morning for that. Normal schedule. Today's just kind of a go in and make sure we get everything back out on the floor and start it up. And I ain't going to have a clue what I'm doing today. But I do got to do payroll. At least I know how to do that.
Be just fine at it, Andrew.
Acclimated to it. Did you play any more on JSA call yesterday?
And my son and his girlfriend came over, so I spent time hanging out with them. Didn't do a whole lot with anything yesterday.
Dave, W4DJW, on PSK 31, and he actually sent me a QSL card over the email. So it was really neat. I've never seen that before.
When I checked into the net, he said he was doing PSK 31, so I figured you might be on there and heard him.
Mentioned it sometime yesterday, and I jumped on there, and I was able to hear him, so I went ahead and worked him on 20 meters.
You two are pretty close.
Now go ahead, Daniel. Don't let me hold you up.
Just go reheat these pancakes I made last night. And it is now thundering and lightning here again. Absolutely dreading working today, too. With the wind up the way it is going to be so difficult to drive. I'm going to hate this. I really, really will.
KO4HKX.
Y'all, once I get in the door, I'll be all right.
Take my time, and I'll do what I can do and try to stay safe and not worry about the rest of it.
This morning, the wife didn't really want me leaving early. I mean, we're not going to do anything until 8 o'clock today, but I figured I want to go ahead and get on the road, figure out where I'm going today.
One for you is you either come in early or you have to come in late because of traffic and other issues, or you get hung up with everybody else on 85.
This parking lot's empty this morning.
I don't work there anymore. I hated that place. I loved it at first, but one time I worked a 34-day stretch in a row of 12-hour days, and that was tough.
You pay for stuff I get in the long run.
Out here, the cat ran under the bed.
Yeah, little white stuff mixed in with the rain.
I'm down with you, Patrick. Can't wait.
And high winds. They make for real fun driving in.
Yeah. Shoot, I don't have but a 20-25 minute ride, and there's been days where we got off and it took me an hour to get home.
Trees here.
It's 33, but I don't think it's actually correct. I think it's a couple degrees off.
22 in Greer is dropping fast. Go ahead and say 7-3, and I'm going to run on in while I can and hope I don't float away. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully I'll holler at you another morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, have a good day. Hope everything goes good on your new day. New start there. KO4HKX. 7-3.
Everyone in Hall 52 over there. What did you say your temperature was on the truck?
It says 33, but I think it's off by about 3 degrees.
Here, right now, it is 42 degrees. The wind is absolutely ridiculous.
The wind is calm up here, but it could change at any second.
when you work your way down the mountain, we're really battling with this stuff. It is horrible.
Trip right there down the mountain is always fun. Even on a good day, it's still windy coming up or down.
Genuinely concerned today about how my vehicle is going to handle as far as the truck goes.
Fun. There's waves of white stuff coming through up here when the little bit of wind does blow.
I don't know why I'm just thinking about this as much, but the weather today is so much worse than what I was expecting it to be. Like, this is not at all what I was expecting. I knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't know it was going to be like this.
Expecting most of it other than the high winds. I knew it was going to be windy, but not quite this bad.
On 25 and start coming down this way. I don't know where all the wind is hiding at, but I can tell you it's not good here. I'm literally just sitting here absolutely dreading driving the truck today. I'm not happy about that at all. I already know how that's going to feel. Just no.
And sticking up here and having to watch for fallen trees.
Up my pancakes, and then as soon as they're done, I'm going to go to work and take my time.
We got the first roadblock.
Oops.
We're on 64, they're cutting trees out. I took the main highway in today, hoping it would be clear, but looks like it's not. So I'm going to be stuck here for a little bit.
A lot. So, I'm expecting a lot of trees to be down, too. I have all back roads. It's impossible for me to take a main road to work. There's no main roads to my work. It's out in the middle of the woods.
Highway 64, which is the main road through here, but compared to what you're talking about, this is still a back road.
The way to my work without seeing one single traffic light.
Dacusville, yeah, I believe that.
I was rest in Dacusville with zero traffic lights, and that's a 14-mile ride. I can also go away where I have two traffic lights. I normally go the way with two traffic lights, but I can also go away with none.
Meaning in my normal route until I get down the mountain into Traveler's Rest, and then I hit a few. But my normal route, I don't see but one or two. There's snow constantly up here now.
Here.
We're HK. Daniel, you be careful out there on that motorcycle.
I'm dreading it. I called one of my coworkers to find out if there's trees down in the road, and he said, yep, so be careful. That's why I was not on the radio just then. I had to make a phone call and find out, and I didn't like what I heard. He said there's a lot of power out, too.
Getting to wonder if it's even worth me coming down the mountain.
This weather I have ever rode my motorcycle in.
We're out in Traveler's Rest.
It's on my house. I know that it's off farther on down Highway 25. There's no power on Highway 25 in places, but I don't know about downtown TR.
For BWA.
Good morning, Steve.
Where are you right now there, Patrick?
Been waiting for him to clear a tree in the road up here in Etowah on 64.
Okay, Daniel, where are you?
You're Highway 25, 290, and 414.
Well, listen, at my station here, I'm getting gusts a little over 54. And Channel 21, WHNS, is reporting the most trees down that they've ever had, and they're also reporting so many car accidents that their board is just full. So, anyhow, one of the drivers was reporting in on Highway 11 that you just come up on trees down in the road before you know it. So, y'all, please be careful out there.
I work today, and I'm going to go so stupid slow, it's not funny. I have ridden my bike in bad weather, but I've never driven it in high winds in the dark, and so this is going to be a first for me.
Okay, Daniel, is it a heavy bike or is it a smaller, lighter bike?
It's about as light as you can get. It's a 400cc Kawasaki Ninja, and it weighs 365 pounds.
You do know about cutting into the wind. When you feel a gust, you just lay left or lay right and cut into it, right?
Sure do.
Clear off, you guys. I just wanted to see how you were doing, how bad it was where you are. Patrick, are you going to try to come on down the mountain today?
Actually, I'm thinking about turning right here and just going back to the house.
I've got about 2,000 pounds of material that I've got to pick up today, and they're saying that this wind is not going to subside until probably late in the day. So, you know, those folks may get upset, but they're just out of luck. It's not going to happen today.
I've got too much to risk, and, you know, I've already found what it takes to replace one of these trucks, so I'm calling it.
Truck of yours, man, that ain't nothing but a giant sail.
And while I was sitting there waiting for them to clear that tree, I got one of them big gusts, and it did not feel too good.
They're on 21 and saying gusts to 50. But I've already clocked 54. But there again, I am right. You know where I am, right here on top of this little knoll here. So y'all be extra careful. Let me get off and get out of your way. Let me kind of watch what's going on around here. So anyhow, please be careful out there, Daniel. Please be careful, buddy. K4VWA, y'all carry on. I lose y'all.
No, I'm sitting here watching traffic right now, Steve. I'm still here. KO4HKX, sorry.
No problem. Daniel, you're okay?
Right now, and I drive commercial trucks to work, semi-trucks and dump trucks and stuff, and I don't even know that I really want to drive today. It doesn't sound good at all.
If you do it right and you're really, really careful, as long as the wind don't go over about 50, you should be okay, but... It's the trees in the road and the other drivers that I'd be worried about. All right, I'm out of the way. KN4VWA, clear. Y'all be safe.
The problem is I'm not heavy enough for as big a sailor as I got.
Think about that. That's crazy. Yeah, your truck is very vulnerable.
Back in the garage for the evening, or back in his parking spot anyway.
In Yellowstone last night. An old rip comes out to this little fellow that he's kind of taken in. And he was talking about his wife, Beth. He says, discretion is the better part of valor, which means know when to cut and run. It might be good advice this morning.
In the shop, Patrick, I wouldn't fool with that today at all.
Play radio today, then.
Patrick, before I go, I got a little problem. Me and Chad hooked up over the weekend with Phil W4NGU, and we're talking about a little project. And he was telling me about the Thermal Belt Radio Club, and I joined up with them, or I joined the club, paid my dues and everything with him. And problem is, I got a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock with my radio control club, but I wanted to be there on the first check-in. What time is the first check-in? 7:30?
See, I'm not sure on that one. I can't hit the repeater from my location, so I don't do the RF check-in. I'd have to find out and let you know.
About that. Don't worry about that. I'll figure that out. I'm sure they've got it on their website. So I'll go smoke it over on the website. I do want to go ahead and support him and check in on that first net. And anyhow, well, a lot of these organizations I get involved with, I all like to have their meetings on the first Monday of the month. So anyhow, it's becoming a problem.
makes it easy for them to say first Monday of the month, but everybody's doing the same thing. You're getting a problem then.
At least Greer is holding theirs on the second Monday. That helps me out a lot.
There's an easy solution to that complex problem, W4DJW.
Dave, tell me about it, brother. Because we're having our Zoom meeting tonight, too, aren't we?
Yeah, you just tell them I'm already taken for the first Monday of the month. Sorry.
Oh, gone it. I do want to kind of support them. You know, I was going to try to check into the net tonight. But Foothills has got their meeting tonight over at A&P, and I've got to get my dues paid over there. So I really need to make that one. What time does our Briars Club meeting start?
Two seven. Yeah, I haven't made it to any of those. And I tell Larry, the reason why is there's a conflict. And he understands. But you can pay your dues online with, at least I did. I paid my dues a long time ago for Foothills online.
I'll tell you about why I'm not doing that right now. Stuff online a little bit later when we can talk securely. But I guess could I check into the Briars Net at about 7:30, quarter of 8?
You can check into the Briars Net right now with a pre-net check-in.
Excuse me, wrong terminology, wrong verbiage. Can I check in? Can I log into the Zoom late?
Yeah, we have people that come in late every now and then, depending on how long the meeting lasts, but better late than never.
Okay, that's probably what's going to happen then. I'm going to run down there, and meeting starts at 7, so I'm going to knock that out and then run back to the house. So by about 7:30, maybe 25 or 20 minutes to 8, I'll try to get into the Zoom.
Yeah, I never thought about if two of them do that, being in two meetings at once. Put one Zoom meeting on one monitor and one Zoom meeting on another monitor and attend both meetings at the same time.
Definitely. The only Zoom I need to check into is with Briars. So anyhow, did you send me out that invite? I've mailed my dues in. So I did that... dropped it off at the mailbox on it was Friday.
So Friday was a postal holiday, so they probably didn't pick it up wherever you dropped it off. I've got a bunch of cards I need to send out, and I didn't bother putting them in the mailbox because I knew they wouldn't be running because it's a government holiday. And then you got the weekend, right? So they won't be running again today, so it won't start its movement until today. And then I don't know how many times Leroy goes to the post office box to check to what's in there, but that'll be the next stop point is whenever he hits the post office box after the mail has run.
So I don't get the invite until after my dues are in?
Well, you get an invite every night on the net, at the beginning of the net, and a couple of times throughout the day. I think Scott sends those invites out there, so everybody gets the invite, you know, multiple times every day. And he's telling you, go to the brars.cc website and you have instructions on how to join the meeting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I'm getting it crossed up with another thing that I used to do, you know, where, you know, you had to have an email patch over to get into it. All right. Well, just look for me to kind of pop in around that time tonight. That way I can handle three things tonight, but just about at the same shot. So, I'd just be a multitasking fool. By the way, it's going to be such a beautiful day. Let's go fly.
Yeah, you go ahead. I'll go out there and watch. Well, I don't know. getting across that muddy spot at Foothills might be kind of difficult with all this rain that we've had lately.
Yeah, hey, Steve, you can always load that Zoom on your phone mobile, too.
But I've got a good, nice 5G phone now. I may just try that. Can I go to the website and do that off of the phone there, Dave?
That's a most excellent thought there, Patrick. That is that you could attend two meetings that way. Have your phone sitting down, you know, underneath your monitor, and have your monitor logged into one meeting, and have your phone logged into the other meeting. That is an excellent idea, and absolutely, yes, you can do that. You can do that, you know, prop it up in your cup holder in your car on your way back from the Foothills meeting.
Never let it be said that Patrick ain't smooth.
Multitasking that much.
Yeah, make sure when you press the talk button, you're on the right meeting.
Remember that movie Home Alone with Kevin when he put the aftershave on?
Ah!
That'll be me riding up the road and nobody will know why.
ADA4WZM, I'm heading out for work, guys. I'm just clearing off here for now, but I got a radio in the truck, so I'll let y'all know that I made it safe when I get there. ADA4WZM, clear for now.
Taking the motorcycle, Daniel?
Treading every foot of it.
Be very, very careful. I know you got a radio on there, but don't pay attention to the radio. Pay attention to that road. That's really, really dangerous. That wind is really ripping out there.
Working conditions like this, I've done it in the daytime in a severe thunderstorm, but I've not done it in the dark before, so this is going to be fun. I'll catch y'all after I get to work. KJ4WZM, clear for now.
Watch for the trees down. Watch for the trees down, Daniel. Be careful. Be safe.
Be safe out there, Daniel. I turn around. I'm going to park this thing. KO4HKX.
I'm surprised they haven't activated the Aries net with all the trees down. Have you looked at Channel 21 this morning?
No. My wife's not up yet. The TV doesn't go on until she wakes up. And she found out yesterday they're going to have another. They were going to go into work today, first time in a month. That's what it seems like. But they found out with everybody getting together over the holidays that COVID exploded. I mean, a bunch of people got that, so they're delaying their start. So she'll be working from home. That means she doesn't get up as early when she works from home. So no TV thus far this morning. But what's the I bet you could switch over to K9OH's repeater and hear it. I bet they got stuff going on over there.
Checked it out a couple of minutes, about 15 minutes ago. There was nothing going on. I didn't hear anything.
Well, during an event like this, they do have some periods where they're talking to the weather station and you're not going to hear anything for a few minutes.
Okay, well, I'm going to shift over there and see if they're doing anything real quick. You and Patrick carry on. I'll be right back.
W4DJW. So, Patrick, you decided you're going to go home and take a vacation day?
Yes, sir. The wind and the trees down and the white stuff falling up here just changed my mind.
Well, if you get on the radio and you get tired of the hustle and bustle with the FT8 and all that stuff, drop down to PSK. It's a lot more peaceful. it's wild and woolly up there where FT8 is, but nice and peaceful where the PSK is. You can make easy contacts down there.
I'm into the digital part of it, so I haven't worked any PSK. I don't know anything about it yet. I'm still getting my feet wet on the rest of it.
Okay. Well, take your time. It'll be fun for years to come. I was out there calling CQ on 20 meters getting the gray line when the sun was coming up last week, one day last week, right when the sun was starting to peak. And I got a few stations from Germany, a little bit of a pile up from Germany, but then all of a sudden this guy from Indonesia comes in, and he was strong. And it only lasted for a few minutes, but there's a really good connection with Indonesia between here and there, right at gray line on 20 meters. You wouldn't think 20 meters would be even starting to open up yet, but it was wide open for that period between there. And I got him on, I think it was less than 20 watts all the way. No, it might have been 40 watts. It's 40 watts I was running. But it was completely clear. No garble or anything like that. It was a really good transmission. A great surprise. I was playing around with the European stations, and all of a sudden Indonesia comes booming in there.
That was pretty neat. I've been able to see that, so I have done that a little bit.
That's usually what my radio is doing when I'm not sitting at my station. I usually just leave it running on whisper until the holidays. Over the holidays, people are home from work playing around with the radio, so I took advantage of that. I'll probably put it back on whisper after things settle down a bit and after all the excitement dissipates.
Okay.
Are they over there, Steve?
Negative. I didn't hear a thing. So apparently they have not activated it yet, or they may not activate it. I'll tell you what, from the reports I hear on 21, there's trees down all along Highway 11. So I guess they're letting the news media handle that portion of it. So, anyhow, it was just quiet.
Maybe they were up all night. I didn't hear the storm during the night, though. Do you know what time the storm hit?
I do, because it started rattling my place just about 1:30.
I'm here.
Well, if they were up all night, they're probably snoozing now.
That may be. It was kind of strange. I am very, very sensitive to lightning, and it's kind of like when your kids are asleep. You know, you could sleep through an earthquake, but if you hear your kids' feet hit the floor, you're just sitting up in the bed alert, and I'm that way with lightning. Well, I woke up about 1:30, started seeing those flashes. I came running in here to my radio, and within about 15-20 minutes, man, it started up. And I mean, it was like a big front come through, and it just, boom.
Been a long time since I heard kids' feet hit the floor.
depending on how you look at it, I kind of enjoyed it, but I had little feet in the house this past weekend. Man. You don't sleep late with little ones in the house. And she's 5 and a half now. She'll be 6 in September. But let me tell you what, I'm still recuperating.
That's a great part about being a grandparent. Get to send them home at the end of the weekend.
Yeah, but don't forget to fill them full of sugar before you send them on.
Hey, I'm going to text you a link to the Breyers photo roster. See if you can get to it.
This happened to be, and I'm sitting in front of a laptop.
I'm looking for the URL. I have to use a different one because it's on my network, so I can't go out of the network and come back in. I have to use an internal network one. But give me a minute, and I'll send it to you.
On cell phone text link or what?
It'd be easier through email. Do you have access to your email?
Oh, yeah, I'm on my laptop as we speak.
All right, I'll send it email. I was looking for it on my cell phone. But I'll send it email. That'll make it a lot easier. All right, I sent it. You should be getting it in a couple minutes. Let me know if you can pull that up.
Not arrived yet, and I don't have my glasses with me, so I'm going to go silent for just a couple minutes, run and grab my glasses, and I'll be right back, and maybe it'll pop in at that point.
W4DJW, standing by.
Hey, Dave, you still there?
I am.
If I want to join the club, all I got to do is go to the website and fill out the membership and pay the dues.
If it's the first time ever joining the club, you have to wait till a meeting, and then in that meeting they take your application. You fill out an application and submit it. And they review your application, and somebody says, yeah, I know who Patrick is. And then they say, vote him in. And they vote you in, and you're in. And then you're in. So that would be at the very next meeting. Like, if you got that done today, it would be voted on tonight's meeting. If not, it would be voted in February's meeting. But if you've already joined in the past, then it's just reactivated. You're considered inactive until you join, and then it's considered activated. So the answer is it depends.
Before, so it would be first time.
So I would recommend knocking it out today so it gets voted on tonight.
I may try to do that since I'm going to be at home, it looks like.
Yeah, and then your smiling face will be on the photo roster.
Okay. I'm scared the crows away.
I doubt that. Go ahead, Steve.
It's a cute picture of you, Dave. Just looks like you're just ready to get into some mischief.
So I take it worked. You see Chad's smiling face and Mark and Mike and Scott. There's a lot of good photos in there.
Hey, you know what? I may just have to change Chad's nickname from Boomer to Wookie.
That's a good picture of Tom in 0TR, too. Did you see that? And Bill in 4WHM. That's really handy. You put a face with a name, it starts to make a whole lot more sense when you're talking to him. You know who you're talking to.
Yes, sir. And I am glad to see that you didn't put the signatures on these.
You started talking low. My old ears didn't pick that last transmission up.
Glad to see that you did not put the signatures on the card.
Be silent for a little bit. Making a trip back up the hill. I'll be on the radio here in a few minutes. So I'm on step out. K04SDX, and I'll be quick.
Careful, Patrick. Good talking to you. Look forward to talking to you later today when you get home and you're playing on the radio.
Are you still monitoring White Oak at the same time you're monitoring this one?
It didn't take him long. He's gone.
Yeah, he dropped down into it. Okay. Matter of fact, we're getting a little bit of scratch on this one now.
Maybe that's why the volume went down. I had to go over and crank my volume up because it's... I guess there's a lot of wind at the tower, too. That's probably what that is. Probably wind blowing on the tower heavily.
No, this looks good. This looks real good. And I've just got a sampling. Let's see. Let me count how many are here.
Say that again?
Look how many I can see right there, and there's 12.
Yeah, there were a couple added over the weekend. A couple more joined up.
Is that KO4UNI? That's Matt right there. Okay. That's interesting, but he does not sound like what I had envisioned him to look like.
Well, there you go. That's a fine example of putting a name with a face. And Lori, I didn't realize Lori was still joining our club every year, but she was one of the first. Her and Tom were one of the first ones to sign up. Actually, Matt, Tom, and Lori were the first three to sign up before December of last year.
How about that? Well, good. Well, I've got mine on its way in there. So now I'm recognizing one. 2, 3, 4. Well, I recognize 4 of them out of the group.
Well, Mike, AK4HR, he calls the Saturday night net every once, one time a month. And you hear Mark in here. Mark's just getting started back in. They moved AF4LV. He moved to another location. He just recently got his ham shack started up again. And KD9MKR, Scott, he's the one that he hosts the Zoom meeting for the club and does several other functions like that for the club. And Leroy, KA5WLL, he's the club secretary. I'm the secretary. He's the club treasurer. And you know Fred down there, he's the first one checking that every night, W4FCM.
Yeah, I see him. How about that? Yep. How about that? Yeah, I'm recognizing a few of them now. How about that? Well, I'll be in infamous company.
Well, you know him, and you don't even know you know him until you hear a little bit about him and say, oh, yeah, that's who that is.
I think put the pictures up, Dave. I like that. Alright, well, I'll just make sure I can try to get on to that Zoom meeting tonight on my cell phone. That should be interesting in itself.
While you're on your way back from the Foothills meeting, what's going on at the Foothills meeting? Anything you know of?
From what I understand, they're going to be discussing projections for the new year and taking in the dues and I believe they're actually thinking about, well, you know what, maybe I'd better just hush. I don't know for sure, but I think they were thinking about trying to have a spring fly in.
Now, I remember seeing that email now that you reminded me of that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Well, being outside in the sunlight, I guess that's okay.
New COVID stuff going on. Maybe something they might want to rethink for next year.
I heard over the weekend from the Greer Club, you probably did too, that some of the Hamfest are canceling now because of it.
Yeah. Well, but the good thing is you're not hearing about all these deaths from the COVID because this new variant is not near as virulent.
W4DJWS, yeah, it's like when you first get wind of it, it's like, this is going to be the worst one yet. But then you find out, okay, it has a component that's worse, but it's not overall worse.
Well, I've talked to two people that have with the Omicron, and they said, well, you know what? I've had sinus infections that were worse. So, hey, I'm not trying to downplay it, but I hope that's all it is.
Well, still nothing to toy with, but the one that's like the Black Plague hasn't hit us yet, I don't think. I mean, it's certainly been bad. A lot of people have lost a lot of family members, but it's not like 50% of the population on the planet is gone.
Yep. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and cut on out of here. We're getting a lot of background and a lot of, I don't know what it is. Probably is just the wind on the tower. There's nothing we can do about that. I'm already at full power, so. Anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and jump out of here and go in there and talk to my wife. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take her in to work this morning. She drives a little Cadillac SRX. She's a good driver, but she seems to, as a matter of fact, we're going to take a little vacation here in January. And she says, you know, we are taking your truck. She seems to feel a lot safer when we travel in my 2500 diesel. But it's big, it's heavy, it sits up high. You know, if we happen to hit anything, it'll squish them. She's something else. So anyhow, I'm going to take her into work this morning.
All right, well, be safe. When you get back, I'll probably be hanging around here. Well, I got to take the dog to the groomer sometime this morning, but other than that, I'll be around here programming. KM4VWA, W4DJW, clear and listening.
KM4VWA, I am clear and out of here. Have a good day, Dave, and I'll try to bounce you later on. I'm clear.